This is Feldenkrais San Diego, and we're doing a Feldenkrais Awareness Through Movement lesson. So please begin by lying on your back. Find a comfortable place to lie with your knees bent or with your legs long. If you need a pad under your head for comfort, place a pad under your head. And spend a few moments just listening to how you fit on the floor, what areas make contact with the floor as you lie here. See if you can sense which parts of you settle into the floor most clearly. You'll notice as well that there are places that are lifted away from the floor. Observe this. Please take the two arms and take the arms out to the side. So you're lying on your back, your knees are bent, your arms are out to the sides as if you're making a T shape with your arms. So the right arm is out to the right. That means the right shoulder is directly in line with the right hand, palm facing the ceiling. And then the right shoulder is in line with the left shoulder. The left shoulder, of course, is in line with the left hand. So from the right hand to the left hand, there's one long straight line. And just look from side to side and see if you can clarify that. Really make a straight line. Once the arms are out to the side, reach through the right arm. So extend through the right arm. So the right arm gets longer. As you lie here on your back, the back of the right hand is resting on the floor. So as you reach the right arm, as you lengthen the right arm, you'll feel the back of the right hand creep on the floor. And then it retracts, it returns. And then again, reach through the right arm. And just see how well does this arm reach. And do this many times. Reach through the right arm. See if you can reach through the right arm without holding your breath. How long does the right arm get as you reach through the right arm? Each time you reach through the right arm and then let the arm retract, see if it can be more easily done each time. So it can be kind of softer and simpler. So you reach the right arm and then you let go of reaching the right arm. And please take a break, rest. And once again, please bend both knees, stand your feet, take the arms out to the sides in that T shape, that long line of your arms, and return to reaching through the right arm. Reach the right arm, and then let go of reaching the right arm. And when you let go of reaching the right arm, you'll feel that the arm retracts, it slides back. The next time you reach through the right arm, allow the head to respond. So let the head turn slightly to the right. So you reach the right arm to the right and allow the head to turn to follow slightly. Explore this movement. So every time you reach the right arm, turn the head toward the right and see if that makes a difference in the ability of the arm to reach. Does this become simpler? Do you reach a little further? Discover what that feels like. Reach through the right arm, and as you reach through the right arm, turn the head to the right. Notice you go further. Or is it simpler or easier? Does something about allowing the head to turn to the right, does it contribute to the ability of the arm to reach? Notice that. Pay attention to that. And take a break. Rest. When you rest, bring the arms down to your sides. You can straighten the legs or keep them bent. So pause. Once again, please take the arms out to the sides. Make that cross, that T shape with the arms. Bend the knees, stand both feet. Reach through the right arm. And this time, rather than turn the head, tilt the head. So to tilt the head, the nose stays facing the ceiling. So the nose points toward the ceiling directly, and the right ear moves toward the right shoulder. So the back of the head slides on the floor, but the nose at all times stays facing directly to the ceiling. See about exploring that movement. So the first time we turn the head to the right, which means that you could turn to begin to look in the direction of the right hand. This time, keep the nose, keep the eyes, keep the face pointed directly toward the ceiling. That never changes. But the orientation of the head changes because you bring the right ear toward the right shoulder. So the right side of the neck gets shorter and you'll feel the left side gets longer. Let the back of the head slide on the floor. Your head arcs to the right, so the right ear moves toward the right shoulder. And as you slide, tilt the head to the right, reach through the right arm and notice, what does that contribute to the ability of the right arm to reach? Is this somehow easier? Is it simpler? See if you can observe a difference. Do this many times, reaching the right arm as the head tilts. So the back of the head slides on the floor and the right ear comes as if toward to touch the right shoulder. And observe what that does. What parts of your arm or chest reach differently? Notice that. And please take a break and rest. Bring the arms down as you rest. And in resting, observe the difference in how the two arms lie on the floor. Is the right arm lying any differently compared to the left arm? Is there a difference? Is there something you notice about the parts of the back of the shoulder blade or the arm or the hand? Does anything lie differently on the floor from one side to the other? And notice, is it just the arm or the hand or the shoulder? How about the back? Are there parts of the right side of the back touching differently compared to the left side of the back? Observe that as well. Right? Notice differences, changes. Is one arm longer than the other, or more in contact with the floor compared to the other? Or is one side of the back touching the floor more clearly? See about difference. Is one side heavier or lighter? Notice differences in sensation. And once again, please bring the arms out to the sides. Make that T shape with the arms. Bend the knees, stand the feet. reach through the right arm. This time, as you reach through the right arm, push through the right foot. So push the right foot slightly into the floor. So when you push the right foot, you'll feel maybe the right hip lifts a tiny bit. So the right hip may lift, and see if something about pushing the right foot, does it contribute in some way to the ability of the right arm to reach? Discover that. Play with that. What's that like? How do you do this? How do you push through the right foot in such a way that the right arm can reach a little better? Right. So the two arms are out to the sides in that T shape. And as you push through the right foot, reach through the right arm and discover what that's like. Do that a few times. Notice what it's like. And then the next time, press through the left foot. So press the left foot as you reach through the right arm. So press the left foot and see, how does that help the right arm reach? Does it? Reach through the right arm as you push through the left foot. When you press the left foot into the floor, you'll notice your left hip may lift away from the floor slightly. Observe that feeling. Observe that sensation. Many times. And then leave it alone and take a break. Rest, pause. Bring the arms down to the sides. And notice yourself. Notice how you lie here now. Observe differences you may observe. Please bend both knees, stand both feet. Take the arms out to the side. So there's one long line from the right hand all the way across through the chest to the left hand. One straight long line. And a few times, just notice what we've done. Return to that movement. Reach through the right arm and notice, is there anything easier about doing this movement? Has this improved in some way? Can your arm reach a little bit better than it did earlier? See if you sense a difference in your ability to reach the right arm. And then compare it. Reach the left arm. Reach the left arm to the left and see, is there a difference in the quality, in the ability of the right arm to reach versus the left arm reaching? Can you sense a difference in quality? And then leave that alone and take a break from that. Come back to that movement. Take the arms out to the side. Make that T shape so that the right palm faces the ceiling. Makes a long line from the right palm all the way to the left palm. One long straight line. And as you reach through the right arm, this time, contribute with the left arm. So as you reach the right arm to the right, push through the left arm. So the left arm pushes, so the right arm reaches. It reaches so well and so far that the left arm comes along. So reach through the left arm so much that the reach through the right arm so much that the left arm comes along. So both arms, the right arm and the left arm, move toward the right. See if you can bring the left arm to the right as well as your right arm reaching to the right. So both arms reach to the right. Both arms are lengthening. Discover that. Many times, reach the right arm and feel that you reach the right arm so well that it brings the left arm as well. So both arms reach to the right. And do that many times. See if you can breathe evenly, simply. So without efforting or trying, can you begin to reach that right arm, letting the left arm, so the left arm pushes as the right arm reaches. So both arms move toward the right. Discover that. Discover how that feels, how that works, what the sensation is when both arms reach to the right. And then a few times, reach the right arm to the right, both arms reach to the right, and then reach both arms to the left, and then reach both arms to the right. So as both arms reach to the left arm reaches, and the right arm pushes the left arm. So both arms reach to the left, and then both arms reach to the right. Explore a bit with that, taking both arms one way and both arms the other way. And you'll feel that the middle, right, your spine, the middle of your upper back is responding. There's some movement in the vertebra in your upper thoracic area. Without straining, see if this can be simpler, lighter, easier, more comfortable. And please rest from it, take a break, leave that alone. Notice yourself lying, resting on the floor. And in your rest period, as you rest here, see if you notice, is anything different in your connection with the floor? Is there anything that's changed here as you lie here? Are there parts of you lying differently on the floor? Notice that. Observe differences, sense. Observe yourself. And please take the arms out to the side once again. Reach the arms, make that T shape, the palms facing the ceiling, the arms in line with each other. And a few times reach through the left arm and just see how that's coming along. So reach through the left arm many times. Very gently, very simply, extend through the left arm. The palm faces the ceiling. So what you'll begin to notice is as you reach through the left arm, the back of the left hand slides on the floor. And then let it come back. It retracts a bit when you stop reaching. And then again, reach through the left arm. And then let the arm retract as it comes back. So many times, explore that. Explore reaching through the left arm. Take a break. Bend the knees. Take the two arms out to the sides in that T shape. And return. Reach through the left arm. Extend through the left arm. The left arm reaches toward the left. As the left arm reaches toward the left, let the head turn toward the left. So the nose turns a little bit toward the left. And as the head turns to the left, observe your ability to reach the left arm. Is something about that different, or is it changed or improved in some way? Notice it. And then see if you can sense the difference if, rather than turning the head to the left, leave the nose directly facing the ceiling and instead tilt the head so that the left ear turns, the back of the head slides on the floor, and the left ear slides toward the left shoulder. So the nose at all times points toward the ceiling. It never turns toward the left. See if you can differentiate the movement, right? Earlier, we turned the head to the left. This time, the nose faces the ceiling the entire time, and the left ear tilts toward the left shoulder. So the back of the head slides to the left, and the right side of the neck gets longer. Explore that. Of course, the left side of the neck gets shorter. Many times explore this idea of letting the head tilt to the left as you reach the left arm. And what you'll notice is that parts of your middle back, upper back, move, right, and shift. Feel what parts of you participate in reaching the left arm when you tilt the head to the left. Are there some other areas? Does this help the arm reach better than it did by turning the head? Can you feel the difference when you do it this way? How is this different? Notice that. So reach through the left arm as the head tilts to the left. Discover that. And please pause, please rest from that as well. Take another break and leave it alone. Please take the two arms out to the sides, bend both knees, stand the feet. Reach through the left arm a few times and notice what helps the arm reach best. And as you're reaching through the left arm, push through the right arm. So extend the left arm and take the right arm also to the left. So the right and left arms go to the left. The right arm is dragged to the left. You'll notice the whole chest, the middle torso, everything moves to the left. The left arm reaches to the left. The back of the left hand slides along the floor, so much so that it pulls the right arm, so the right arm reaches to the left as well. And then reach through the right arm, extend through the right arm, and feel that as you reach through the right arm, that lengthens the right arm so much so that the left arm comes along. So extend and reach through the right arm and feel both arms come to the right. Extend and reach through the left arm, feel both arms come. Both arms stay lying on the floor, palms to the ceiling. But you reach so well with the right arm that it moves not only the right hand, the right elbow, the right shoulder, the chest comes along, the torso, the left shoulder, the left elbow, the left hand. Everything follows. And do the same on the other side. Notice that one side, one arm, reaches a little more easily or more completely compared to the other. So playfully extend through one arm and then extend through the other arm. And as you reach through the right arm, allow the head to turn to the right. As you reach through the left arm, turn to look toward the left. So turn the head slightly in the direction that you reach the arm. Both arms are going to the left as the head turns toward the left slightly. Both arms are going to the right as the head slightly turns to the right. Many times explore just turning the head in the direction of the arm reaching and discover what that's like. And do the opposite. Turn the head away from the reaching arm. So as the right arm reaches, Turn the hand toward the arm that's not reaching, but the following arm. So the head turns to the left as the right arm reaches. As the left arm reaches, turn the head to the right. So that the head turns away from the arm that reaches. Notice the sensation when you do that. What is that like? What changes in the ability of the arm to reach? And then once again, turn the head in the direction of the arm reaching. Notice that more of your shoulders slide on the floor as you allow both arms to move. More of your chest is moving. The arm reaches further to each side. And please take a break and rest. Leave it all alone. Pause on your back and notice your contact with the floor. What's changing in your connection to the floor as you lie here now? Something a little bit different. Are there different parts of you touching the floor? Notice that. So this is the first part of the lesson. We're going to continue with this lesson next week. This is Feldenkrais San Diego, and we'll be doing a lesson again next week, a different one, continuing this one. And when you're ready, roll to your side, bring yourself up to sitting, notice yourself in sitting, bring yourself to standing, and just observe your ability to stand, how you stand with weight on your feet, the orientation of your head in space. Observe yourself. And when you're ready, bring it into walking and notice what that's like. And we'll be back next week. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Feldenkrais San Diego on Facebook. And if you'd like to check out the website, it's FeldenkraisSD.com.